This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. California's Proposition 8, a bill that bans same-sex marriage, became law after it passed in the election last November. But the battle over Prop 8 is still not over. The latest salvo comes today, when supporters of the initiative must disclose a list of their financial donors. KQED's Scott Schaefer reports.
Even by California standards, last year's ballot measure to ban gay marriage was a bruiser. Both sides raised tens of millions of dollars from tens of thousands of donors across the country, and passions ran high on both sides.
One man, one woman, yes on eight. Okay, let's go. One man, one woman, yes on eight.
At a Yes on Eight rally in Sacramento before the election, Reverend Phil Godot expressed his anger at corporations who gave money to try and defeat their ballot measure.
And I tell you, I'm not happy with Apple Computer. I'm not happy with McDonald Hamburger Stand, who gave $250,000. I will never eat another McDonald's hamburger.
Prop 8 passed by 52-48%. And after the election, some supporters of gay marriage wanted revenge. California law requires campaigns to release the names of its donors, where they work, and where they live. Angry opponents of Prop 8 used that information to track down Yes on 8 donors, then intimidated them with threatening emails and phone calls, or pressured their employers. A final report due today requires campaigns to disclose small donors who gave money after October 18th. But supporters of Prop 8 want to keep the names of those 1,600 contributors secret. Plaintiff's attorney Jim Bopp says he's trying to protect the donors.
Well, the stake is the ability of people to participate in our democratic system and not be victimized and punished.
Last week, a federal judge in Sacramento disagreed, saying disclosure is not facilitating retaliation. Bob Stern of the Center for Governmental Studies in Los Angeles thinks the federal judge made the right call.
It's important to know who's behind these propositions, who's opposing these propositions. It gives the voters an opportunity to decide how they're going to vote.
But Stern is also critical of gay marriage supporters who harassed Prop 8 donors.
It may create a situation where a future judge would say, that's too much. We are not going to allow that, and these names don't have to be disclosed. And so, in a sense, the no side, in my mind, was shooting itself in the foot.
Since California first enacted campaign finance reform in 1974, the law has been changed and updated by voters, courts, and the legislature. Kim Alexander, president of the California Voter Foundation, says legislation passed a decade ago anticipated the kinds of privacy issues raised here.
In California, unlike most states, a donor's street name and number is not published online. That information is redacted before the record is placed on the internet.
But written reports with donor addresses are still available, and determined opponents of Prop 8 got a hold of them after the election and made them public, along with Google Maps pinpointing where donors live. As tonight's disclosure deadline nears, Prop 8 supporters are weighing their options, such as taking their case to a federal appeals court. Like other hot-button issues in California, this one seems far from over. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.